Okay, so now let's talk about how do we start to change your mind? How do we start to reprogram your mindset? And there's so many different ways you can be doing this work, but we're going to be coming at it from a mindfulness practice. And I'm going to give you a three-step process to work through. And we're going to talk through this around some things that you can do to begin to transform and change and reprogram your mind. Okay? Now, I love gardening analogies. I find gardening analogies to be really beautiful. And, you know, let's think about your mind like a garden. Yeah. And you've sort of, you've got your unconscious, which is below the surface. And then you've got your conscious mind and your reality, everything that's blossoming above the surface that you can see. But the unconscious or the subconscious, whatever term you want to use, is all below the surface. But it's everything down there that is fueling and creating what is above. So the quality of the seeds that you've got planted in there will determine the types of conscious thoughts that you have access to and what you're able to manifest and create in your life. It will determine the quality of the plant or the flower or the tree that blossoms, right? The seed creates that. And going in to look at sort of the seeds we've planted can be really big work. This can take us all the way back to childhood. It, you know, often requires us to really go back and look at our relationship with our parents, key defining experiences we've had in our life, and really look at what seeds did I plant in terms of what are the core belief systems and things that I've been telling myself that I have a strong emotional feeling about that is my identity in the world. You know, all of those seeds we've got planted are determining what we're manifesting and creating in our lives. But really what this process of reprogramming our mind is about becoming aware of what those seeds are and then choosing to pull out the weeds. We really want to pull out the weeds of our mind and then plant in beautiful new seeds, new ways of thinking that will blossom new things in our life. And what I've noticed, because I've been coaching now with people for the past 7, coming up to 8 years, working one-on-one with people, and what I've noticed is there's a couple of, there's two sort of different types of negative thinking that we'll have. And sometimes it's just surface negative thinking, which is doesn't have a strong emotional charge behind it, but is something we might just find ourselves just feeling a bit critical, a bit resentful, a bit skeptical, a bit negative, a bit flat in our thinking. And you know, that might just be low level thinking that doesn't sort of create a big strong emotional reaction. But if you have a strong emotional reaction or a strong emotional charge. So again, let's look at something like relationships. People might have a very strong emotional feeling linked to a belief system. I don't know, people always hurt me. People abandon me. I'm not worthy of being loved. Those types of thoughts will create big emotional reactions. And if you have a big emotion tied to a thought, it usually means you've got a seed planted somewhere in your subconscious, a deep-rooted belief system that has come from a very significant experience at some point in your life. And so the seed is like this sort of strong emotional anchor point that is fueling and fostering all of these belief systems, all of this thinking, all of this chatter, all of this self-talk. I hope that makes sense. So this course isn't about going in to reprogram our unconscious or subconscious mind. That is massive, massive work. But I want you to start to become aware that part of your journey through this course might be noticing where you have certain belief systems or self-talk that has a very strong emotion anchored into it. And that is an area that at some point might require some deeper work for you to really look at, where did I learn this about myself? What was the key experience I've had in my life that is really anchored in this strong emotion and this strong belief system? And there's always deep healing work we can do to go back and heal that issue. But I just want you to become aware that if you have any of those patterns of thinking that you just can't unhook because they've got such a strong emotion around them, what you've really landed on is a core subconscious belief system about yourself that might need some deeper healing work to happen. But we can still do some work around this stuff. And this is what I want you to do. So the first thing that I work with is always awareness. And so I'm going to teach you this three-step process that I use that's called catch, witness, choose again. I think I already mentioned this, but we're going to go deeper into it. So the catch piece is the self-awareness piece. The self-awareness is like shining a spotlight into your mind and having a little look in there and actually turning on the light and noticing what's going on in your mind. So you are able to catch a thought. Now, it's not always easy to catch a thought when it plays out. The more that you practice self-awareness, the easier you will find to notice your thinking. But as I said in the last video, pay attention to when you feel a drop in your emotion or your energy. And something that I try to do when I notice myself suddenly drop into a heavier, lower emotion or into anxiety is to ask myself, what was I just thinking? What did I literally just tell myself that created that emotional reaction? And if you can stop and you just take a little snapshot of your mind in that moment, you'll realize you just told yourself a really limiting, negative, disempowering story, and your body reacted with a strong emotion. So that's one thing to do. If you notice yourself feeling flat, emotional, tense, anxious, heavy, stop and ask yourself, whoa, what was I just thinking? What was I just telling myself that created this feeling? Another practice is to do some morning journaling. Each morning, spend some time just unpacking your mind onto the page. If you've woken up with some crazy thinking, just do some brain dumping onto the page and you'll be able to witness your thoughts because you'll see it written out in front of you. What type of mindset have I woken up with? What, as I'm waking up today, what is my self-talk like? What's going on up here? Let me just spend some time dumping it onto the page, having a look at it and really witnessing it and being like, whoa, those thoughts are about to drive and guide my entire day. Are they the thoughts I want to carry into my day? You might also say, notice at any time you're desiring or wanting something. So this is a good place to become aware of your thinking is say you're wanting, actually, I've got this coming up for me right now. Now that I think about it, I was processing it this morning. I've got a desire for something I'm wanting for next year, but it involves my partner. And what's coming up for me is self-talk around doubting if he's on the same page as me and wanting the same things as me. And I was going into some spiraling negative self-talk about fear that he may not want what I want. So what happened was as I identified my desire, I was able to then suddenly all of the thinking that was linked to that desire and potentially limiting that desire got activated. So that was a really good way for me to witness my self-talk and be like, wow, here's my desire, but all my self-talk around it is pretty fear-based and limiting. So I want to catch that out. The catching is the noticing. You want to see it. Otherwise, it's just going to run. The second step is the witnessing. And witnessing is, can you just observe it without judgment? So I would say, you know, and I mentioned this in the last video, I would say, okay, here's my desire for what I want, say, with my partner next year. And here's what I want to notice. Wow, there is a voice in my mind that is telling me, now not, oh, it's the truth that this is how he's going to feel, but more, there is a voice in my mind that's telling me this is how he's going to react. There is a voice in my mind that's telling me that this is where he's at. There is a voice in my mind that's telling me I can't have what I want because he's not going to want it. So I witness that. Now, I'm not going to go into judgment around that. I'm not going to believe that, although I did fall into it a bit this morning. I'm not going to give all my power to that, but I'm going to notice, wow. And if I was to get honest, I can witness and see, I understand that train of thinking where that's coming from, because this is based on past experience with men. So I witness this voice that's coming from fear that is linked to what I desire. So I notice it. I go, okay. And I might journal about that a little bit. I might be like, wow, here's something I really want, but here's where my self-talk is at around it. Let's just witness that. No judgment, no self-criticism, no buying into it, no giving it all my power, just witnessing it and noticing it. So again, writing things down is a really valuable experience. And again, I might just observe and notice, wow, when I think about my desire, my body goes into a bit of fear. My body goes into a little bit of anxiety. My body feels a little apprehensive because it's afraid I can't have what I want. Again, I'm just going to notice that, and I can see that is stuff I'm going to have to clean up. And so I want to challenge that voice too, and I want to say, okay, this voice is telling me that I can't have what I want. This voice is telling me that he's not going to want what I want. This voice is telling me that I'm not worthy of that, that I'm not worthy of him wanting that with me. Is this voice true? Can I be 100% sure that that is the truth about this situation? No, I can't, because I haven't even spoken to him yet. And I can really see that that voice is just coming from my past experience and my fear, and it's trying to protect me. So that's what I just witnessed. That's my whole witnessing process right there. Then, and actually this is a really nice thing to say here, what I want you to do in the workbook, in the workbook and also just in your journal, is to write out, there is a voice in my head that's telling me, and then when I believe this voice, I feel. So there's a voice in my head that's telling me he's not going to want what I want, and I can't have what I want, and he's not going to be on the same page as me. When I believe that voice, I feel anxious, sad, and heartbroken. I feel heartbroken, even though nothing's even happened yet. Notice how we do this. We suddenly go into this huge emotional reaction. Nothing's even happened yet. So I really want you to notice that. Step three is choose again. So catch, witness, choose again. Now, I may not in this moment be able to go into the thinking of, it's all going to work out, he's going to want what I want, we're going to have this together, this is going to be amazing. I may not be able to get there yet. But there is another way I could think about this situation that would maybe feel a little bit better. And that's where I choose again. That's where I consciously choose some different thoughts. And the thoughts are, you know what, Con? One, it's really beautiful that you desire this. Own that desire. Don't doubt that desire. That's beautiful that you want that. And all this is going to require is a courageous, vulnerable, heartfelt conversation with your partner to let him know where you're at and to find out what he wants. And all I might say to myself is, I believe in you. When the time's right, you can go have this conversation, and I'm going to trust that whatever unfolds is what's meant to unfold. And all I have to do is trust myself and trust my heart and speak from my heart and believe in the foundation that I know of what we have in this relationship and just be honest. And so in that moment, I don't have to feel afraid anymore. I don't have to feel heartbroken. I may still be in the unknown, but I'm going to love and support myself through that unknown. I'm going to give some reassuring, kind things to say to myself. It's okay. Everything's going to work out how it's meant to. You can have this conversation. Just trust yourself. Just speak from your heart. Everything's going to be okay. And right now in this moment, you're not having this conversation, so you don't need to worry about it. Just trust in what you know you've already built in this relationship. And see how that is a loving, more kind, empowering, supportive voice. Again, it may not be able to take me into full belief that I can have what I want, but it's the way, say, a best friend would talk to me. It's compassionate, it's kind, it's gentle. So that's where the choose again piece comes in. You choose some thoughts that feel better. You choose some thoughts that are more kind and loving. You choose to speak to yourself the way your best friend or your higher self would speak to you. You choose to listen to your heart and honor what your heart's telling you. My intuition is saying you are 100% worthy of what it is that you want. All that's required is a beautiful, honest conversation to find out where he's at. And then whatever happens, we go from there and we trust completely that whatever is meant to happen is meant to happen. And I trust that. And then I feel calm. So when I believe that train of thinking, how do I feel? I feel calm and I feel at ease. So being able to change my thinking about that situation completely transformed how I feel and has allowed me to come back into alignment with my truth. So that's the process I want you to move through. So work through that catch, witness, choose again process. Work through just becoming more aware of what is going on in your mind, just bringing awareness. Notice when you feel off, when you feel ick, when you feel anxious, and ask yourself, what was I just thinking? And see if you can choose a different way of thinking, a different way of speaking to yourself that feels more loving and supportive and kind. This is such an empowering module. There's a lot in here, but draw on your journal this week wherever you can as a tool to become aware of your thinking. Perhaps even focus on noticing, what are some of my key stories about my desires? What are some of my key stories about relationships, money, career, home, lifestyle, my desires, my body, myself? Just start to notice all of this stuff. Notice how you talk to yourself. Notice what you believe. It's a big one, but it's such an important one. So I hope you find this week really empowering. And I would say come back to this module over and over and over again, because there's so much in here for you to work through. Sending you lots of love as you do this work. And I will talk to you next time.